A large crowd stood in front of the old Fox Theater on Main Street to hear from co-owner Ada Sanders, whose great-grandfather built the Opera House back in 1894.
Transform this wonderful old theater into a state-of-the-art cultural center.
Sanders and her sister and brother have maintained and insured the Fox ever since it closed in 1985, a casualty of the Stevens Point Mall whose construction resulted in the demolition of the theater's stage. Today's announcement was welcomed by the city's performing arts community, including local bluesman Otis McLennan.
It'll bring live performance back to a great old building. It was originally built as an opera house. This is a moment in history for Stevens Point.
But the plan hinges on voter approval of a referendum question on February 15th to have the city acquire the nearly vacant mall, demolish part of it, move Mid-State Technical College into what's left, and rebuild the Opera House stage. The referendum is being pushed by Stevens Point Mayor Andrew Halverson.
This community has waited for 30 years for this day, honestly. And when you look at a cultural bedrock that has so many memories associated with it, so many first dates, so many movies that people remember.
79-year-old Ann Sherrill remembers many of those movies.
Oh, this is where we went. This was the place where we came to the movies. And I married my high school sweetheart, but I have to find our spot up in the balcony. And here we go. First, we have to pass a referendum.
The referendum has become an issue in the race for mayor. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.